A little over 2,000 miles east of Israel and Gaza, a different kind of violence has struck. Cyclone Tauktae made landfall Monday on the west coast of India. It had been moving up along that coast beforehand, killing several people, destroying hundreds of homes, and forcing tens of thousands to evacuate. Ahead of its landfall, Tauktae was the equivalent of a Category 3 Atlantic hurricane. Its sustained wind speeds were about 127 miles per hour, according to the Joint Typhoon Warning Center. It's brought extremely heavy rains to western India, causing severe flooding and power outages. India's government has deployed dozens of rescue teams to affected areas. Its Coast Guard and Navy are supporting those efforts with ships and helicopters. India has been grappling with a wave of coronavirus cases, setting records earlier this month for the number of new diagnoses. Those numbers have dropped a bit since then, and the country said it was taking steps to make sure hospitals in the areas affected by the cyclone would have electricity and enough oxygen supplies. After moving overland, Tauktae was expected to bring heavy rainfall to the high ground in northern India.